A Lasting Evening by Forbin. Reed and Samantha have enjoyed nearly 15 years of happy marriage. They are blessed with two wonderful and very busy boys. Sam works in the medical field and Reed is in the entertainment industry. Conflicting hours from jobs and the kids' schedules make it difficult to enjoy the delights of partnership at times, but they still have been able to make the most of it when they can. The four kids, life was filled with adventures all around the country as well as the bedroom. There was rarely a lack of quality time after marriage. That is, until kids came into the picture. Even so, Reed and Sam kept a good level of intimacy, even if it wasn't as adventurous. Most weekends, the kids' friends stayed at their house. This weekend was a bit different, though. They were actually staying at a trusted neighbor's house. Both Reed and Sam were guilty of conjuring up images in their mind of what a night might bring. They brought on many arousals for both of them throughout the day. Playful texts were sent back and forth, emojis of peaches, eggplants, liquid, and happy faces flew from screen to screen. By the time Reed had arrived home from work, the kids had already left for their sleepover. Sam was busy in the kitchen whipping up cocktails and prepping a salad and chicken and a curry sauce. Feeling frisky from the sight of Sam in her yoga pants from her workout, Reed moved over to her and positioned himself behind her. He grabbed her from behind and pulled her close. Sam arched her back, pushing her toned bottom into Reed's body. He smoothly grabbed one of Sam's breasts over her shirt from behind and started kissing her neck gently. Sam reached behind Reed and pulled his rear, forcing him closer. She could feel his semi-bulge growing between her ass cheeks. "Oh, are you happy to see me?" Sam asked, and Reed replied, "I've been waiting for this all day, actually all week." Sam acknowledged that she too had been really excited about this evening. Reed then moved a hand over her vagina. He could feel she was already wet through her pants. He gently rubbed over her clothing, eliciting a welcome moan. Sam opened her legs a bit more, inviting Reed to continue what he started. He obliged by gently caressing between Sam's legs, slowly building the moment. After a few minutes, Sam was really enjoying the attention, so Reed decided to turn it up a bit. He gently pulled Sam's pants down, exposing her wet, aroused pussy. Reed then knelt down, her beautiful pussy now in front of his face. She turned and put her right foot on his shoulder. He began to lovingly take care of Sam orally, right there in the kitchen. The excitement of the day's buildup made Sam especially horny. This was just what she needed to kick the night off right. She grabbed the back of Reed's head, welcoming the move. Reed passionately made love to Sam's sweet spot. His mouth slowly and expertly built the intensity. Feeling Sam's engorged clit, Reed focused a bit more upward. He then slipped a finger into her inviting fold. She was soaking wet, and her juices dripped down Reed's hand as he introduced the finger. He worked a second finger in. Sam was leaning against the island in the middle of the kitchen and noticed it was clear of dishes and utensils. She pushed herself up onto it. In the process, her legs opened wider, making it easy for Reed to continue his work. Happily, he continued to pleasure Sam orally. Then he slipped a third finger in, stretching Sam a bit more. With that third finger, Sam felt a rush of stimulation come over her. Reed comfortably worked that third finger in and picked up the intensity, accompanied by the passionate oral clit massage. Sam was set for release. A strong orgasm ensued, overcoming Sam as she arched her back and screamed. She held Reed's head tightly between her legs as it washed over her. Reed could feel Sam's vagina spasm. After a minute of sweet release, he slowly backed off. as Sam relaxed into post-orgasm mode. Sam lay there, enjoying the sensation. Meanwhile, Reed thoroughly enjoyed the view of his hot partner in pure ecstasy. Sam eventually recovered and came to her senses just as dinner was about finished cooking. Perfect timing. As she gathered herself, she hopped off the island. She grabbed Reed for an appreciation hug. Cupping his still aroused cock, she promised him a very fun night ahead. Reed reciprocated by grabbing Sam's ass, ensuring her that the night had just begun. After dinner, Sam suggested that they shower to rinse off and unwind a bit. While Reed handled the dishes, Sam went upstairs and started to get everything ready. She lit some candles and incense and got the fireplace going. She picked out sexy lingerie, then pulled out some lube and toys, turned on some mood music, and prepped the shower. By the time Reed got upstairs, everything was ready for a fun-filled, kid-free evening. Sam was already naked and checking the shower temp. Reed stripped down. They stepped into a stress-relieving comfort of a warm shower. It wasn't long before Reed grabbed the soap and began washing off Sam's well-maintained, sexy body. Despite having two kids and a very busy lifestyle, Sam kept up her fitness and nutrition very well. Her breasts were average but perky. They stood out nicely when aroused. She had a great ass, too. Very firm and inviting. Reed had a hard time keeping his hands off it, especially when Sam wore yoga pants. He paid close attention to those areas when rubbing Sam's body down. Reed positioned himself behind Sam and began a slow, soapy massage of her breast. She enjoyed the attention and the ability to relax, especially in the warm, steamy environment. Sam could feel Reed's cock between her ass cheeks again. She reached back and grabbed Reed's growing erection. She stroked it firmly, priming it for what was to follow. After a minute, Sam turned and grabbed a special tube of shower lube. She dispensed a healthy amount on Reed's cock and began to work it slowly. Reed was always a big fan of this. He leaned back against the shower wall and invited Sam to take her time. Take her time, she did. The conditions were ideal for a relaxed atmosphere where time was unimportant. Sam happily massaged Reed's slick cock with first one, then two hands. She worked his shaft and balls mostly, coaxing the erection to maximum potential. Sam enjoyed observing her well-endowed husband's manhood respond to her loving touch. The thickening girth, the veins becoming more pronounced, the balls growing more swollen. She worked Reed slowly for a long while, applying more lube. She knew he was enjoying every second. Sam then dropped to her knees. With the warm water flowing down her back, she commenced giving Reed a slow, passionate blowjob. They both wanted this night to last, and she knew Reed could hold out for the long haul if she was careful. Intimacy had always been solid for them. They knew each other's tells very well when a climax was imminent. Sam kept Reed on the edge for a while, making love to his penis with her mouth. She loved taking his massive erection as deep in her throat as she could. Throughout the event, she was able to relax more and more. Finally, she could take all of him in her mouth all the way down to his balls. This would result in Reed's cock drenched in warm, slick saliva. That prompted Sam to stroke it with her hands and dive back in again for more. Reed was in absolute ecstasy. Sam was in complete control. Sam was able to keep it up for a little while longer, but then she craved to be penetrated by what she had created. After one more deep thrust coating of saliva, Sam stood, turned, and put a foot up on the tub. She was inviting Reed to slide his slick hard tool into her welcoming vagina. Reed grabbed his throbbing member and guided it to Sam. Immediately, he could feel the hot, wet juices dripping down his cock from Sam's anticipating fold. Reed slowly inserted himself, inch by inch, until he was all the way in. Then he grabbed Sam's shoulders and forced himself a little deeper. Sam spread wide from the thick girth of the trunk. The invasion caused her to gasp in enjoyment. He was deep in and held it there for a while. Both were enjoying the sensations and closeness. Reed began working Sam in this standing doggy position. He was deep in and relishing the tight feeling. Sam reached between Reed's legs and massaged his balls. Then she spread her pussy lips while keeping the firm grip on the thick shaft between her fingers. She knew Reed enjoyed this. Reed sensed they were both approaching the point of no return. He slowly pulled out so they could cool down, knowing that was just a warm-up for the rest of the night. They both giggled and hugged and assured the other one they were going to get it later. Sam turned off the water, grabbed their towels. The bathroom was steamy and dimly lit in candlelight. Reed enjoyed watching his hot wife dry off. Before he knew it, Sam had dropped down to her knees to continue with the BJ she had started earlier. This one was short-lived, but always welcome. Sam commented how she just couldn't get enough of him. She assured him there was more where that came from. They ventured into the bedroom, which was already lit and warm from the fire. Sam grabbed her favorite white boxer briefs for Reed to slip on. They were tight and pretty sheer and made his aroused cock look delicious. Sam opted for a playful camisole and thong combo. It looked very sexy in the candlelight. Her toned ass popped out nicely from either side of the fabric. Reed had purchased a good bottle of tequila, which was the drink of choice that night. They settled in on a cozy rug in front of the fireplace. They continued the fun of the evening by reading some erotic husband and wife stories they had saved. They took turns reading hot, intimate encounters and talking about how much the other would enjoy certain parts of the story. After some steamy stories, Sam picked out one of the last ones and began to read it. She was laying across the rug on her stomach, exposing her ripe bottom. After a few more sips of tequila, Reed began to caress Sam's back. He then moved his way down to her slightly exposed bottom. There he started rubbing it playfully, massaging and grabbing her sweet cheeks. The story Sam was reading was getting hot. She opened her legs a bit, inviting Reed to focus his attention between them. He noticed that Sam's underwear was wet already. The closer he moved his fingers to her spot, the hotter it got. He took two fingers and gently rubbed the hot, wet area through her thong. Sam let out a little moan mid-sentence, indicating she approved. The rubbing increased with the intensity of the story really turning Sam on. Her pussy was becoming fully aroused. Reed moved the thong fabric aside so he could take a more direct contact. He grabbed a bottle of warm lube and squeezed some on his fingers. He proceeded to lovingly massage Sam's inviting little flower. The story finished with a huge climax. Sam grabbed a nearby pillow and laid on her back, welcoming Reed to continue what he had begun. Reed began applying some more warm lube to Sam, slowly rubbing and massaging her folds. Reed was a very visual person. He enjoyed watching his fingers play with his wife's hot, wet, and slippery pussy. Reed took his time with this massage, spreading Sam's lips and gently caressing her clit. He inserted one finger, then two, and eventually three. Reed was rubbing Sam's vulva with one hand while fingering her with the other. Sam was absolutely loving it. She squirmed and moaned, thoroughly enjoying the treatment. She looked over. Reed's massive bulge was in hand's reach of her. She began rubbing on him over his briefs. Sam was really turned on by this point and was yearning for her strong husband to fill her. Reed grabbed and continued to rub her slow, keeping her in a heavy state of arousal. Reed stood up and asked Sam what she wanted. Sam then crawled up on her hands and knees. She pulled down Reed's briefs, exposing his erect cock. She kissed it a few times lovingly before taking it deep in her mouth, covering it with saliva. She grabbed it in both hands, worked his slick pole into full, robust erection. She plunged down again and repeated with her hands. She did it several times until she knew he was ready. Sam laid down on the rug in front of the fire. She spread her legs and her pussy lips, inviting Reed to take her. Reed knelt down and inserted the head of his penis into Sam's welcoming fold. He started out shallow, but she was urging him for more. This tease couldn't last long, as Sam wanted to feel her man in her all the way. She was grabbing his ass, trying to push him deeper. He inched his way in deeper with every pump. Finally, he gave Sam one deep, hard push, which caused her to moan in delight. The two held each other tight again, enjoying the feeling of oneness. Sam loved it when Reed forced himself deep inside her. She loved feeling his thick trunk spreading her pussy lips. They held on for a minute until Reed started slowly fucking his beautiful and sexy wife. Every thrust brought intense feelings of pleasure. Reed removed Sam's top, exposing her aroused, perky breast. He focused his hands upon them. The two slowly built the intensity. Sam reached down with both fingers and spread her pussy lips. This gave Reed an excellent view. Sam then moved her fingers around Reed's slippery, driving cock. He clearly enjoyed that. Sam was feeling like taking control, so she playfully told Reed it was her turn. Reed pulled out and laid on his back. Sam playfully crawled over him and positioned herself over his face. She wanted a little more oral from her man. While doing this, Sam grabbed the lube bottle and squeezed out a light amount. She reached back to give Reed a little hand job while he was feasting on her hot, wet box. This served as a small break in the action. Sam then positioned herself over Reed's manhood in a squat position and slid him into her again. The two let out moans of ecstasy as his cock filled her. Sam worked herself all the way down the shaft until both of their pelvises were one. She ground herself against Reed before she commenced slowly riding him. Reed grabbed her luscious ass and forced her deeper with every thrust. Sam loved this because she really enjoyed her clit rubbing against Reed's warm body. They started picking up the pace. Reed could sense Sam was getting close to climax. He grabbed Sam's tits and started sucking on them passionately. This was a guaranteed method to send Sam over the top when she was this aroused. Sam was riding Reed as hard as she could, and Reed was pounding her while sucking her tits. Sam let out several loud cries, and her body began quaking with a huge orgasm. Reed kept pounding away, which kept Sam coming hard. Her body was in full spasm for at least a minute while crying out with delight. She settled into relaxed state again, her pussy still gripping Reed's hard shaft. Reed could feel the aftermath of Sam's orgasm, his balls dripping with her love juices. The two laid there for a while, just enjoying the closeness. Reed knew that once Sam recovered, she'd be fully focused on reciprocating the pleasure on him. And did she ever! After some loving kisses, Sam eventually crawled off. She grabbed some water and a little more tequila. She explained how she really needed that epic release after a tough week at work. Reed sat up and shared a little tequila with his woman while they relaxed and listened to the music. Neither had a care in the world. Sam grabbed her man's still stiff erection with one hand. With a flirtatious smile, she said she had plans for this big thing. Reed was happy to hear that. She told him to lay down on his back. Sam grabbed the lube and coated Reed's meat with a thick covering of the goo. She told him to relax for a while, that she was in no hurry. Again, Reed was very happy to hear this. Reed enjoyed sex with his wife more than anything, but he always was excited when Sam was in the mood to give him one of her amazing cock massages. Sam proceeded to work Reed's cock and balls with the warm, slippery liquid. Reed had enough reset time that he wasn't worried about coming too quick. This way, he could relax. Sam took her time. Throughout their marriage, she had become very familiar with Reed's tells. She could definitely sense when he was close to coming, and she knew to back off and let him cool down. She also had developed all sorts of fun massage techniques to really pleasure him. She tried new tricks all the time. At first, she focused her attention on his balls and shaft before moving up to the tip. She really enjoyed playing with Reed like this and seeing his reaction. She also liked the sight of his thick and gorged slick cock in her hands. His veins were even more pronounced with all the action it had seen that night. That made Sam proud. She worked her man with both her hands, reapplying more lube a few times. Reed was thoroughly enjoying the pleasure his wife was providing him. Sam brought her husband close to climax and kept him on the edge for a while. She would get him close and then ease him back down numerous times. Reed asked his wife if she was enjoying herself. She responded that she might be having more fun than him. Sam began to get a little wet feeling back between her legs. It had been a long while since her big climax. Playing with her husband's large member began making her crave it inside her again. The lube had almost wore off by now. Sam crawled on top of him in the 69 position. This was rare. Sam usually wasn't a big fan of this, but she was so turned on by the hot night that they were having, she decided to go for it. Reed was all about this plan since he really enjoyed this position. Reed began gently licking Sam's glistening pussy while she took his balls deep into her throat. Reed spread Sam's lips and lovingly lapped at her sweet pussy. Sam returned the favor by passionately making love to Reed's hard cock with her mouth. The two pleasured each other for a while, then Sam slowly slid down in the reverse cowgirl position. Visually, this was Reed's favorite position. He was able to relax while he watched his lover's awesome ass grind on his pole. He also got a great view of her sweet pussy engulf his big cock over and over again. Sam knew he loved it, and she really enjoyed this. It was also usually the precursor to doggy, and she knew he would pound her good. Reed commented on how much she loved Sam's ass. That turned her on even more. Sam worked Reed's rod in and out of her and bounced on it playfully. Reed grabbed her ass and forced himself deep, and Sam ground her ass in. The two repeated this for a while until Reed couldn't take it anymore. He wanted to be in the driver's seat. Reed motioned Sam up, and without exiting, they were in doggy. Reed pulled himself almost all the way out, then he plunged back in, grabbing Sam's hips and forcing himself a little deeper. This caused Sam to gasp and say, "Oh, baby, do that again." He did, with the same result. He repeated this for a bit. Then he took his hands away so Sam could do some work at her pace. She backed her ass up, engulfing Reed's stiff pole, and continued to work him at her pace. Eventually, she turned to Reed and said, "Baby, I really want you to give it to me. I want you to fuck me hard and shoot your hot cum all over me." Reed said, "Okay, baby, spread your legs a little wider." She did, and Reed bottomed out in her. She picked up the pace slowly until he was feverishly pounding Sam from behind. Sam was moaning very loud. She put her head on the ground and bit a pillow. She was loving Reed taking her so forcefully. Reed grabbed Sam's pulsating ass and kept ramming as hard as he could. His climax was building, which Sam could feel. After several hard thrusts, Reed pulled out and turned her over on her back. He kneeled over Sam's chest and unloaded a massive amount of cum all over her body, her tits, neck, and face were covered. All the build-up action from the night was coating Sam. Before Reed knew it, his woman had his pulsating cock in her mouth, lovingly sucking it. Sam gave him some welcome deep throat as a nice come-down. Reed was a big fan of the post-ejaculation blowjob, and Sam was happy to oblige. Reed's fingers found their way to Sam's swollen vagina and caressed it. That began to bring her arousal back. After Reed was completely drained, Sam was showing signs of wanting more. She said, "Babe, I'm still really turned on. Why don't you grab one of those toys and finish me off?" Reed was 100% on board with this. Sam had a regular size vibrator and a large one. He held up both, smirked, and asked, "Which one?" She smiled and said, "The big one tonight, for sure." She laid back down, still covered in cum. Reed lightly lubed the vibrator and began inserting it. Normally, it would take a bit to work in because of the size. But after the night they had had, it slid right in. Sam let out a deep moan, and Reed began working the toy in and out gently. He picked up the intensity, and Sam began moving her hips and getting into action. Sam's pussy was stretched nicely from the thick vibe. The view for Reed was amazing. Reed turned the vibe on a low setting. He asked Sam if she liked it. She responded that she loved it and didn't want it to stop. He had forgotten how much she loved that thing at times like that. Reed kept working his woman. He could tell by her face that she was really enjoying it. He turned the vibe up to medium. That caused Sam to moan in delight again. "Perfect timing," she said. Reed plunged the vibe deep inside of her, causing her to wince and smile. "Do it harder," she said, which he did. Her intensity built. Reed began rubbing her exposed clit. He could tell that she was about to climax again. After a few more moments, Sam began bucking wildly with another massive orgasm. She cried out in ecstasy and shook for another minute before the orgasm began to subside. Reed pulled out the toy and lay down next to his happily spent wife. The two relaxed by the fire for a while. They were exhausted in the best possible way. They grabbed hands and held on to each other and drifted off to sleep. It wasn't until the next morning that the two actually awoke. Looking around the room, it was obvious there was some fun that was had. Sam was crusty from Reed's cum. There was a half-drunk glass of tequila, a turned-over bottle of lube, two vibrators, and lingerie. The two just looked at each other and chuckled and gave each other a high five. The next step was brushing their teeth and jumping in the shower. While showering, Sam was thinking about some details of the night. Got a little turned on again. Little did she know, Reed was feeling the same way. She glanced down and noticed Reed had a slight erection. Maybe that was just remnants from all the action the previous night. Sam grabbed the soap and began washing Reed. She worked her way down to his midsection and lathered up his semi-erect rod. Reed smiled and said, "I was really hoping you were going to do that."